Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not at all, Joe. But I do like Ross Tucker, though.
Well, we all do. Ross Tucker, as he's with us every single week, talking some NFL. You sure you don't like this one?
No, I'm like, no,
all right.
No.
That's all right. That's all right. We do like the Eagles, though. We like when they clinched the NFCs yesterday. Ross Tucker at Ross Tucker NFL, his daily Ross report, talking Eagles on social media. Ross, how we doing?
Ross.
Fantastic, Joe. How about yourself? What's up, Hugh?
What's going on?
Well, we're doing good. We're doing great because the Eagles are NFC's champions, and Saquon Barkley is in the 2,000-yard club. Ross, all right, let's start with the big question. Should they let him play on Sunday for the record?
Yeah, that is a good one, isn't it?
It's the big one.
I do think that you can make a compelling argument either way. Yeah, you can talk about how impactful it is to have a record that could last for a really long time, what it would mean for him. I mean, to do it against the Giants, too, of all teams, would just be awesome. And it clearly would mean a lot to the offensive line and to the rest of the team. I mean, that was very obvious yesterday, is how much pride Stoutland and the guys took in getting to 2,000. I guess I always kind of err on the side of, you would only really look foolish if a guy like that got hurt in a game that didn't really have any consequence moving forward. I think the bigger thing to me is seeing quotes from Lane Johnson, who I think made it pretty clear that he would like the rest and the week off. I don't know what A.J. Brown's saying, because A.J. Brown both said he wants the week off, but he also wants Saquon to go for the record. I gotta.
He sent a couple mixed messages.
I think he wants to sit, but Saquon to play. That's what it sounded like to me, yeah.
I could have sworn I saw a quote from A.J. Brown being like, heck yeah, I want him to go for the record because I want to be on the team and I want to make history. And then another quote was like, yeah, I'm good to rest now. Like, I'm good to rest and chill. You really can't have it both ways. You're obviously not going to put Saquon out there, I wouldn't think, with the backup offensive line. And when a guy like Lane, who's been as good as he has been for as long as he has been, when Lane says he's looking forward to the rest or the week off, I think that's a really tough thing for Sirianni to go the other way and say, no, we're going to have guys like Lane Johnson play, even though he doesn't want to, even though he'd rather have the rest for the playoffs. We're going to have him play so that this guy can chase an individual record. That would really surprise me.
Ross, how do you think the decision-making should go this week? I mean, do you think this is a solely Sirianni thing, like going in his office and really trying to think through the pros and cons? Do you think Howie Roseman is involved? And how much do you think those leaders on the team, whether it be Lane? Now, Mailata did say he wants to go for it, so you have that angle too, or another player on the O-line says, let's do it. How do you think Sirianni should arrive at his decision here? Should it just be him and kind of block out the noise, or factor everyone's opinion in?
Yeah, my understanding, and I think it's a good one, is that most of these decisions are sort of organizational decisions, right? You know, they'll take into account all the different factors with Howie Roseman. Wouldn't be surprised, you know, if this is something where they even ask ownership, you know, what they think. But I think there's a pretty long track record for this organization of not putting guys in harm's way. I mean, think about the preseason games I call on TV. Think about what they've done other weeks when they've had a chance to rest. So I think they have a pretty good idea which way they're going. And I'll tell you what the best indicator of that was, guys. If they thought there was a decent chance that they would go for the record in week 18 and that was a priority, I highly doubt that Saquon would have gotten 31 some carries against the Cowboys in 2000. I think it was clear that he was going to play in that game, and that, you know, there was still at that point some doubt as to what the significance would be of, you know, the Week 18 game based on what happened with the Vikings, right? So they wanted to finish the game strong. They went all out for the 2000, and I think that was a pretty good indicator to me that they wouldn't be playing those guys in Week 18 because they'd given them that many carries to make sure they got to 2000. Plus, even after the game, you know, Sirianni said, we'll see, got to see how things play out. Well, that's because if the Vikings had lost and then the Lions lost tonight, well, then the number one seed would have still been in play, and so they would have played their guys. So I think Sirianni gave that answer knowing that there were other factors at play. I think it's a group decision. I think it should be a group decision. I don't know. I don't think you want to get into the thing where you're asking the players. The players have kind of already spoken. You know, I've seen quotes from at least Mailata, Lane, A.J. Brown, and Saquon himself. I don't know that you need to, quote-unquote, include the players or the leaders on the team in the decision-making. Several guys have already kind of made their feelings known. I think it's Howie Roseman, Nick Sirianni decision, and make what's in the best of the team, and I think they'll do that.
Ross, I'm kind of curious. If you were in this situation, if you were playing, would you want to play in a game like this, or would you want to be a part of the decision if there is one to be made?
You know, it's interesting. It's a great question, Hugh. I think it depends on how I was feeling.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? I think if I was really feeling good, I don't know. I think I'd be tempted to want to be on the – if I was a young guy, you know, like second or third year, like Cam Jurgens, and I was really feeling good.
Yeah.
I guess I'd kind of feel like, man, that'd be so awesome to be able to go for the record and to have that. I'd probably be inclined to want to go out there and get it because when you're young and invincible and all those things, I think if I was like Lane or had been around for a while, I'd be like, yeah, no, I'm, you know, we gotta probably play the Packers, which is a whole other conversation in the wild card round. I could really, really use this week off. Remember, they had, I think, the earliest bye you could possibly have, which I think is another factor. Like if they had a week 12 bye, it's a little bit different. What was it, week 4 or week 5?
I think it was week 5, yeah.
Because of, yep. Yeah, week 5. I mean, that's a factor. So that's the answer, Hugh.
Ross Tucker with us here in his weekly spot.
No, I mean, I get that.
Yeah,
I mean,
well, it's there's a lot that goes into it, especially because they haven't had a bye for a long time. All right, we'll get Ross back up here. I think his phone dropped. But, Hugh, that is interesting that, you know, the
bye. His perspective on why they did what they did is pretty interesting.
And
well.
Yeah, you know, because they did celebrate the 2,000-yard thing as if that was the goal a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, Stoutland was jumping up and down. Like, they had a real. There was an excited moment that they achieved that yesterday, even though that's not the record, right? That's just a number. Yeah. It's just a round number. But they did get pretty excited when they got there yesterday. 215-592-9494. Yeah, the fact they haven't had a bye since week 5, Hugh, I think it complicates things a little bit. It's a long time without a break, right? If they had a bye 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, which was one of the latest byes,
you're looking
maybe
at
it's
it
different.
Like playing when you don't have to play.
Right, yeah. Let's go back to Ross here, whose phone is back up. Ross, you mentioned there the idea of they might play the Packers here in a couple weeks. So it's going to be the Packers or the Commanders. Ross, is there a more advantageous matchup? I mean, they've played both this year. They've beat both. They did lose to the Commanders a couple weeks ago. But Ross, the way I look at it, both of these teams are above the line of your typical 7 seed in the playoffs that we've seen the last couple of years. It feels like it's not your normal 7 seed that's going to come in here in a couple of weeks.
You're 1,000% right, Joe. And this is why, you know, trying to get the number one seed was so important and so valuable, because it's not just, you know, the home field advantage. It's the bye, and it's the not having to play. You know, you feel a little bit differently if it was like one of those 9-8 teams that makes the playoffs, it's really not that great. That's not the case. I mean, we've seen both these teams. Heck, the Commanders just beat the Eagles a couple weeks ago. Now we know Hurts got hurt and all that stuff. I think they're both capable of coming into Philly and giving the Eagles a heck of a game. I guess the way I look at it is I can't see the Commanders winning 3 road playoff games and going to the Super Bowl.
I do think that is in the realm of possibility for the Packers. You know, I watched them last year absolutely smash the Cowboys. They went to the 49ers, and I can think of like five plays maybe off the top of my head in that game against the Niners that if any one of those five plays went differently, the Packers would have won. I mean, even just 2 weeks ago when they were looking really good before they just lost to Minnesota yesterday, there's a lot of people that was like their trendy pick to go to the Super Bowl was the Green Bay Packers. They think they're that talented. They think they're that good. So it's not an ideal first-round matchup for the Eagles at all. But listen, it is what it is. You got to beat them, whoever it is anyway, to get to the Super Bowl. So bring them on.
Ross, let's end with this. Now, this coming Sunday night, there is a meaningful game in the NFC. We're going to find out who the one seed is. The Lions and the Vikings will play for it. The losers, the five. It feels like as big of a regular season game as the NFL has, like maybe every few years with this much at stake. Ross, it's interesting, though. Tonight, the Lions have nothing to play for. Dan Campbell has said he still will play. How do you think he should handle that? It's kind of weird tonight because if I'm him, I don't want to get Jared Goff banged up or Jameer. I'm not running Jameer Gibbs 25 times. I got to play 6 days from now for everything.
Totally agree, and I think he will. I think he will do what you said, Joe. I think, first of all, he had to say that until he knew that this was the situation, right? So, number one, he had to say we're playing our guys all out, and I wouldn't be surprised if he starts them. And if they play, but I don't think Jahmyr Gibbs will get 25 carries, especially with David Montgomery hurt. And I do think they'd be a little bit more careful with some of the play design for Goff. It is a weird thing, though, in the sense that they've been so good offensively and in such a rhythm. How do you tell the offensive coordinator, hey, not as many deep drops. Let's get the ball out of Jared Goff's hands quickly. I mean, I think their offensive coordinator is good enough to do that, but there is something to be said, too, for not wanting to get guys, out of a rhythm. The one thing I will say, because I 3 years in a row, I started at the end of the year, and if you ever said to me, like, before the last game or before the playoffs, Ross, you could be a little bit faster, or a little bit longer arms, or heavier, stronger, whatever, and I think you can probably back me up on this, I would just want to feel a little bit better. You know, like whatever was annoying me at the time, whatever sprained ankles I had, whatever, wrist injury or elbow or whatever it was that was bothering me, I would have said, can you just make that feel better? Can you just make that feel a little bit better for this game? Because it's such a great feeling when you go into a game feeling fresh and healthy.
Well, no, I agree.
It makes the bye and it makes potential rest this weekend for the Eagles, that much more important to feel good before this this playoff run starts. And this NFC is darn good. Ross, we appreciate hopping on as always. Happy New Year, and we'll talk next week. Get ready for a playoff game.
Happy.
Sounds great. Can't wait, guys. See ya.
There he goes. Ross Tucker at Ross Tucker NFL on social media for his daily Ross report there. Yeah, he kind of played it out. We're going over the playoff machine later in the show and kind of play out how these things could go for the final week. But, it's pretty wild that their first playoff opponent's going to be an 11 or 12 win team. Like, it's not your typical.
It's not a slouch.
No, I mean, usually, I think since they put the 7 seed in, 2020 was the first year of 7 playoff teams.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've averaged about 9-8. You know, kind of like 9 win teams become the 7 seed.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting an 11 or 12 win team coming in here this next, 2 weeks from now. It's not your typical 7 the Eagles.
Yeah, not only that, is two teams that we've seen. two teams that we're so well familiar with from this season. So, yeah, it's not something where, you don't have tape on them. You have immediate tape on them. You got tape for when they look like early in the season if it's the Green Bay Packers.
Yep.
Or the Commodores that you just saw a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, look, if the Eagles get to the Super Bowl, they're going to earn it maybe more than any higher seed ever has. I mean, there's a chance they have to go through a 12-win wild card game. And then play Minnesota or Detroit in the second round, and then play the other one in the title game. Like, it could be an incredibly challenging run. I mean, they're capable. And with home field, if they can get it throughout, or at least get the first two games here, they got a real chance. 215-592-9494. Andy in Deptford is up. Hey, Andy.
Oh, fellas, what's going on?
What's up, Andy?
What's up, man?
How you feeling?
Yeah, good, man. You know what I liked yesterday? Quickly before I get into the Barkley thing. Big game by the defense. I mean, you look at that Commanders game. That was the first game in a while where you were kind of questioning things, the coverages, this, that, and the third. They put up a lot of points against us, and we took the L. and then we rebound. Big turnovers. We got a pick six. You know, we got some pressure. That was good to see.
Oh, it was great. Was really and especially the play of CJ GJ. I mean, that guy's so important. I mean, he takes the ball away, yeah. And he gives them an attitude. As long as he's on the field, they're a different defense here, Andy.
Without a doubt. Now with the Barkley thing, right? All the Andy Reid era years, right? All you heard was fans want to say, run the ball, run the ball. Now you got fans scared. Like, here's the deal. Only 9 running backs ever went for 2,000. We made history, right? Let's put all them chips in. We got to go. We got to go all in for the record, but I say let's give the starters a half. You know what I'm saying? Not just the O-line. You got to get Jalen back in there. Get him acclimated with the offense. You know, get them guys firing on all cylinders so that we roll in the playoffs season, ready to roll.
And I think a half could be enough. I mean, if you give them a half against this terrible defense, I think they can get the record in a half. Get in and get out.
You're getting them a half. You're getting them a half. Come on, man, because we want that all-time greatest running back most yards. We want that stamped with our team. After we stamp that, then we're going to stamp another Super Bowl. Now, quickly, let's get on two Eagles making their season premieres. Big shout-out Tanner McKee, 2 touchdowns, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you got Devin Caney on the sideline. I mean, what Howard Eskin got whacked? What, WIP got him? I mean, I'm not complaining. I mean, Devin Caney does an outstanding job, and she's a lot better to look at than Howard Eskin. But
Andy, hey, appreciate the phone call. So,
yeah, the status of family business.
I mean, holy smokes.
Yeah, everyone's
yeah,
got
you went all
right
over the place. Status of family business.
We appreciate the phone call. And we congratulate yesterday on the pregame show.
Yeah, she did a great job.
Devin did a great job, and she'll do a great job as our sideline reporter for the rest of the season and moving forward. All right, so he did say something about Jalen that was interesting there. He sprinkled in all the other stuff. So Jalen Hurts coming back potentially this weekend, Hugh.
Yeah.
Do you think he needs to play to knock rust off?
Yes. A little bit, man. I think, like,
I don't think so.
You know, it's funny because I'm getting, you know, shout out to the old heads, the fellas that I play with that are listening. Like, a lot of people feel like nobody's playing this weekend. You know, a lot of them feel like there's nobody's playing this weekend. I think that in order to just get back up to speed, you got to play Jalen a little bit. I think these guys need to play a little bit. I'm kind of leery about having a whole lot of time off. Do you know the whole rest versus
yeah,
rust?
Yeah,
thing?
I mean, look, you know who might have that without any concussion involved? Mahomes, right? Because Mahomes played on Christmas. They clinched the one. They're not going to play Mahomes this coming weekend against Denver. And then they're going to have a bye week. I mean, I think it's going to be 25 days between Mahomes' game. I'm not worried about that. Actually, I am. I'll be the plant-based one on this. I'm more plant-based at playing Jalen than Saquon. I don't see any reason to put Jalen on the field this weekend. If he gets hit again and has another concussion, he's not playing in the playoffs. Like, it's over. Like, I don't see the need to play him for a quarter or a half to hand the ball off to Saquon. Just
get acclimated.
Just put Tanner or Kenny. I don't know if Kenny's going to be available this weekend.
It was good to see Tanner do his thing, though.
Sure. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Whatever quarterback plays, and he can hand the ball to Saquon. I'm not putting Jalen out there, even if he's cleared. Take another week.
Yeah, I'll give him a few. Yeah, I mean, like, I want to put him out there with Saquon.
I understand, but if he gets banged up again, I mean a concussion, he's not cleared for the playoffs. There's no way they're playing a quarterback. Like, think about what happened to Tua. Right, Tua missed a month with multiple concussions. We could lose him for the playoffs if he plays in this game and gets a concussion.
Concussion protocol is weird.
Yeah, but what's the value of it?
Hold on.
For a couple series?
Well, Saquon could get a concussion in the game.
No, but it'll be his first.
No, I get that, but that doesn't mean you're saying that he won't be cleared for next week. If Saquon gets a concussion, it's very likely he also doesn't get cleared
for
next week. It's just general injury risk.
Jalen
could tear his ACL. Like, but, I don't mean to put that out in the universe, but...
But there's something to gain from Saquon, right? A record, something special. I don't know what's there to gain by playing Jalen for a half. I don't know. How many passes is Jalen going to throw Sunday against the Giants? Aren't they running the ball the whole time anyway? Five?
A few passes. I mean, but you want him out there. I think you want him just out there just to get his feet wet a little bit, if that makes sense. Get acclimated. Just, you know, knock the rust off.
It's interesting. I mean, look, if they had lost yesterday, obviously they all would have had to play this weekend and win the division, but that's now out. Ed's in Phoenixville. What's up, Ed?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, buddy? What are you thinking?
You ready for plant-based? I think Saquon is, if they're smart, has played his last down of regular season football. I don't think it's worth the risk. I just think, especially you kind of have to put it this way. Like, they don't get the bye week. I feel like they should try to manufacture their own bye week this week. So that's just sort of how I feel about that. But
and Ed, before you go on, I do understand that perspective because the bye was early. I mean, it's interesting to note that this year, I think Detroit and the Eagles had it in week 5 and the Vikings had it in week 6. So only one of those three teams is going to get that big advantage of their first week off in like, you know, what, 3 months, 2.5 months? It's interesting. They don't have one, but that you're right. They could almost create it this week if they choose to go that route.
And, you know, the Vikings, I guess, kind of depending on what happens tonight, I guess, if the Lions are playing, like the Vikings and Lions are going to beat the snot out of each other next week.
Yep.
So that could potentially work to our advantage. But one thing that kind of worried me about Sunday's performance is we really missed N'Kobe Dean. I mean, those linebackers were just not filling those run gaps as quickly as they were when N'Kobe was in there. So I don't know what the severity of his abdominal injury is. Hopefully it's not like sports hernia related, but is there a word on when he's going to be back?
No, I didn't hear that, but I would put it at almost no chance he plays in this game.
Nah,
right?
They're going to probably let him rest too.
Yeah, I mean, I've had abdominal strains, and I'm just a guy on the radio, and they can like bother you for months. Like you just like you reach up in a cabinet to get something you feel. So I can't imagine what it's like to try to play middle linebacker like that. So, and I would sit him this week no matter what, and let's just hope he's okay. And I agree with you. Dowdle was those first couple drives. They had a lot of like gashed runs for like 8 or 10 yards without N'Kobe in there.
Yeah, that put Trodrian in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need to let whomever we're playing, especially, you know, a 7 seed or whatever lower seed we play, like allow them to get these third and, you know, let them stay ahead of the sticks kind of thing. We need to, because that affected our pass rush. You know, our pass rush wasn't they just weren't as effective yesterday. And I think those two things kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah, they do. And it's a good phone call. I get it. Now, Ed's point about creating a bye, I mentioned this earlier. They can only sit so many guys, right? They can't rest all 22 starters.
Everybody's not sitting, dog. Everybody's not going to be able to just chill out.
I can create a list of players that I would sit on Sunday that doesn't include the offensive line or Saquon. I mean, and they're all important players. Like I would sit Jalen Carter. I would sit Bond. I would sit Dean, obviously, because he's banged up anyway.
You got enough people in the secondary, you can sit a lot of those guys.
You could sit CJ, GJ, Slay, older player. AJ sounded like he's ready to get a little rest. Sure, AJ could sit too. You could sit Jalen if you want to again, right? I don't know if he's going to be cleared or not, but that's one, two. I just wrote 7 names down, and does include the offensive lineman or Saquon. So we'll see how they want to play this, but they could strategically rest a lot of important players on the defensive side, AJ, Jalen, and still play the O-line in the first half, the starters, and put, you know, Saquon on the field to try to get this record. 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles let Saquon go for the record? This is show movement. These are rare here. I mean, usually we're yelling at each other, calling each other plant-based. Kyle's mad like he was last week. Not today.
Everybody on the same page.
Go get this record. Do you want Saquon to go for it, or should they play it safe? Your call's not plus. We'll get to the other story that I felt early in the game was almost going to be the story. The play of the Eagles' backup quarterbacks, both of them, and what their teammates had to say about it. That's next. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, today it's all about the bacon because it's National Bacon Day. And I just got a ton of bacon delivered to me. And I know, you know, as I talk on social media and everything, I posted a picture. Everybody's talking about how, you know, be careful with all the bacon. Don't worry about me and me eating bacon because I like bacon. Bacon is my favorite. And Hatfield's bacon is the best. They have many different flavors and cuts. Hardwood smoked bacon, applewood smoked bacon, thick cut hardwood smoked bacon. Then there's that extra thick cut bacon, maple brown sugar. Do yourself a favor and get you some Hatfield bacon today. Head to simplyhatfield.com and put some pork on your fork.
Third down. Pickett back. He fires. He completes. A.J. Brown, touchdown. Kenny Pickett, first touchdown pass as an Eagle.
How about Kenny yesterday? And Tanner,
Kenny,
welcome back.
Kenny, two gloves.
Hugh Douglas, Joe, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to all your calls on Saquon. Should Eagles let him go for the record? We are aligned as a show movement today. Run, Saquon, run for the all-time rushing record this coming Sunday against the Giants. But Hugh, early in that game yesterday, it was like a bunch of different stories eventually played out, right? They win the division. That's the big story.
Mm-hmm.
Second
they got
one is
T-shirt and hats.
T-shirt and hats. They got Saquon over 2,000. He's in range now to go for the record this coming weekend. The other story early was, it's kind of a slow start, right? Things are moving. They went three and out. The defense, although CJ Gigi had to pick six, they got the ball moved on them for two straight drives.
The offense was sputtering, though.
They were. I mean, they had a three and out both possessions. But then that second quarter started, and Kenny Pickett got going. I was surprised, and I was really impressed with how well he played, especially, Hugh, when you factor in, according to Mike Florio, and I think Darius Slay kind of let the cat out of the bag a little bit, he was playing with a broken rib. I mean, like, Kenny Pickett was in pain. He got hit hard a couple times. I thought he played really well for the, two-plus quarters he went there. I liked the way Pickett played.
Yeah, man. You talk about, like, I've never had a broken rib, but I remember when Five had a rib bruise or something, he had a crack, and I asked him, and he was like, man, it's hard to, it's like every time you breathe, it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because, you know, your lungs expanding and whatnot, it hurts. And I can't imagine, you know, what it's like trying to throw a football and then at the same time protect yourself. So yeah, a lot going on.
You could tell it meant a lot to him when he had the tush push touchdown, Kenny, and scored there. Look, grew up an Eagles fan, he had family there, beating the Cowboys for the division.
Yeah, didn't have to do a tush push with a broken rib. That's crazy.
It's kind of weird they made that call when you think about it. Let's hear Darius Slay. Listen to what he said after the game about Kenny Pickett in the toughness he showed yesterday.
People always forget that Kenny was a starting quarterback in this league and won a lot of games over there in Pittsburgh before. So, we expect him to do great things, and he did that tonight and let y'all know that he's still here. And, man, some great throws by Kenny, man, big time. And then he had broken ribs a little bit. It's even better. You know what I'm saying? To see him out there just competing like that. Last person I seen do stuff like that was, like, Stafford. You know, Stafford played a real bad injuries and was still making hell of a plays. And to see him come out there and do that, man, shows his hot fears and how much he cares about his team to put us in a great position to win. So we appreciate him.
That's a pretty big cop comparing to the toughness of Matthew Stafford.
Well, toughness. I mean, yeah. I can see that. Give me two gloves.
Well, he played well. And you know what? It should give us confidence that if Jalen has a moment where he goes out or has to go to the medical tent, I think for two games here, Kenny Pickett has done a nice job in a reserve role. And how about Tanner McKee, Hugh? He came in before he threw four passes, two touchdowns.
Yeah, he looked like he was easy money. It's hard to come in a game and have that kind of success early. But it's a little bit easy when you got the receivers that you got the playmakers that you have on the squad.
Mm. Well, that does help. I mean, look, it's yesterday was a testament to their roster. I mean, I said earlier, and everyone,
solid roster.
I mean, it's the best roster in the league. Everyone got all mad at me, you know, about a month ago when I said they could have won like three or four games or she would have backed up. Well, they had another one.
They
just did.
I mean,
they just won by 3-4.
You know what's funny? I didn't know that you was going to go here today because I was thinking when Kenny Two Gloves was struggling. I was thinking to myself, well, that Joe's not going to be able to use that argument anymore. It didn't dawn on me that after he got it together that you would come back
of
to
course.
That.
Of course. They could have won four or five games this year. That's how good the roster is. People take it as a slight on Jalen. The reality is they're so good that I think they could have won four games this year without their starter. They won by 34 points yesterday.
Oh, you're doing your updated Kenny would have won rankings?
Yeah. No, listen, so I think
the
he was,
Cleveland game,
you're talking
Giant
about
game.
Petty. I see
just,
where the coach gets
it's just
it from.
An update.
It's the
Cleveland game, Giant game,
coach.
Baltimore game, where the defense was amazing. Carolina game, and now Dallas game.
I can't believe he waited to 12:33.
Well, we had bigger fish to fry with Saquon.
In the Baltimore one, I'm a little bit.
No, that's what I'm
the
saying.
The defense
really?
Was
I know, but Baltimore has a pretty good defense. And with our back, I just don't know. That one, I don't think I'm going to get it.
Jalen completed 11 passes that day. Come on now.
We was turning corners. You come back to this.
They won by 34 yesterday with a second and third stringer. Here's the good news. They're in good hands. They're in good hands with these backup quarterbacks if they need them. Are they not?
I can't believe you did that today.
What?
I'm not the only one thinking it.
It's the only day we're on this week. No, what else is he going to do it?
But no. Okay, since that's the case, I'm not going to do it right now, but there's some stuff I want to roll out there.
Go ahead.
Oh, you better be careful.
Go ahead. We got it.
So what about the Zach Ertz thing with Coach Sirianni? What about that?
Floor is yours.
Since we Listen. Now, so you're going to let me cook on this one. Okay. Mm-hmm. No, because I heard about this, right? And initially when I heard about it, I was like, wait a minute, what? What? Because the story is that after the game, that Coach Sirianni.
The Commanders game last Sunday.
The Commodores game. After the game, the Commodores game. That Coach Sirianni went up to Zach Ertz and said something to the effect. Now, this is secondhand now. Said something, that's why you ain't do nothing in the game. You didn't help your team win or something like that. I didn't believe it. I did not believe it because it didn't sound right. It didn't sound like it was something that Coach – well, let me pull this back a little bit. Let me pull it back just a little bit. It sounded like something Coach Sirianni would do, but I was like – but my thought was, why would he do that? And I had to get more information before I decided to say something about this. And then when I got the information, I just could not believe it. From what I heard, I wasn't there, and I think it's fair to say that. From what I heard, it was unsolicited. It was kind of like you just rolled up on him and said, that's why you ain't do nothing. You know, so much so that Coach Sirianni then had to call him and apologize. And I'm like, why? Why, Coach Sirianni? That's the question I'm asking. Why would you do that? What propelled you or compelled you, propelled and compelled, for you to do that? What was the purpose?
Well, not just to any – it's not just to a current player.
Like a significant Eagles Hall of Famer.
And he played for him here.
Yes. Why would you do that?
Also, you just lost.
Yeah.
Like Tony – like I
– did Zach – like – so now I'm trying to figure it out. Did Zach say something to trigger you?
But even so, you're a head coach. Like, would Andy ever do that?
But my thing is this. What could Zach Ertz – what did Zach Ertz say to you that triggered you to that point?
I have no idea. I mean, the story came out last week in Dribs and Drabs, and then Sirianni it came out that Sirianni called him to apologize.
So that's the thing, though, Joe. That's what got me. Why are you apologizing?
Well, because you did something wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why you apologized.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But probably embarrassed. So that to me says that you instigated it, in my opinion. Does that? That's what it kind of sounds
like.
I
agree with you. You know what
that surprised you?
You know what this all sets up? this story could go away unless it's the Commanders here in the first round. Then this thing's going to get dug up again.
Yeah,
we're going to talk about it.
Making my business to talk about it if that's the case.
This became a petty segment.
No, it was because I'm thinking to myself, why would you do that? Why would you do that?
Well, Sirianni's lucky that we didn't have shows last week because this would have been a whole day.
Yes. Just real quick, while we're in the business of tying up loose ends, since we're going to be off the rest of the week.
Okay.
What?
We are.
I don't think
you guys know where I'm going with this.
No, we don't. I mean, we all have business to take care of this segment.
There was a moment that happened on the Eagles pregame show that I heard from Hugh.
What'd I do?
And it got a little PG-13 or rated R.
What'd I do?
Put the hand in the balls.
Hey. Countdown to kickoff, everybody.
Hey.
That's on you.
I forgot about that one. No, because when I said, you know, we get a little, especially with Ike, we get a little, you know, it goes a little, not sideways, but it's different. And it's like, you know, you got to say pause a lot. So it was a lot of conversation going on and, you know, people talking about certain things. And okay, I got a little childish.
It was a clear slip up, but I don't know where your mind was at.
No, you gotta relax, man. You give Hugh 4 or 5 days off, he comes back, his mind's in the gutter.
But it was just childish, and I started laughing. But hey, we ain't letting nobody. We only got 4 hours a day, but damn, we're gonna cram a lot into these 4 hours.
Oh, we are.
I mean, you can slip up. It's the fact that you acknowledged it and started laughing.
I was like, man, the balls. Because I forgot what we were talking about in that moment, but it was a couple other things that came up.
I think you were trying to say put the ball in the hands of your playmates.
You know what it is? Since we're having full disclosure,
uh-uh.
It's
uh-uh.
Like when they talk about putting 8 men in the box, and I look at you and I'm like, 8 men in the box is crazy.
Oh, yeah.
you did that to Ike yesterday.
I was like, 8 men in the box is crazy.
You load the box?
Yeah. But it's like, it's a loaded box. And I'm like, hey, loaded box.
I'm sorry. That's a new drop, everybody.
Hey, listen, for all the people that arrive with your kids, I'm sorry.
I know, the kids are awful.
It was just a tough two words to mix up the plural on.
I am so sorry.
Ball in the hands is much different than hand on the balls.
I know y'all riding, y'all like, what the hell? I'm sorry. I am sorry. I know y'all going to take gifts back that they didn't want to. I'm sorry.
A big apology segment. Apologize to you, to everyone, for what you did.
So this would be the this is my second apology that I've had. I'm sorry for, you know, making this conversation with your kids awkward right now, because they're probably asking all kind of questions.
Here's something we're not going to apologize for. How about this poll Kyle put up? Who should be the Eagles' backup quarterback in the playoffs?
Oh, geez.
Pickett, McKee, or Hurts?
Wait a minute. Hold up.
Wait a minute. People always get angry if I don't put every option in
you
there.
You got to put all the options.
I had to put every option in there.
He's got 9% of the vote.
Okay, who the backup?
Well, Pickett's the backup.
I'm saying who in the order of for the sake of the poll.
People have run Pickett.
I put Hurts last.
39% put McKee through four passes, guys.
Two of them were touchdowns, Joe.
Geez.
You see his passing rating?
Did you see that throw that Pickett had before he got hurt?
Oh, that back shoulder ball to AJ was a beaut by Tanner.
The best texts that I get are the ones. Rhea, shout out, because yesterday was Rhea's birthday,
happy
by the way.
Birthday,
happy
Rhea.
Belated birthday.
That's
happy
a big
birthday,
one. Rhea. Cowboys win, division title.
Oh, my goodness. But Rhea, like, you know, because we were, the boss was there, so I'm talking to the boss, so I actually missed her text earlier. Mm-hmm. So when I got her text, she was like, well, damn it, if we're going to, you know, and she used some colorful language.
Of course.
And she was like, if we're just going to run the ball, let's let McKee get in there and do the thing. So, yeah, she had a ball yesterday. And I'm glad it finally worked out for, you know, Kenny Two Gloves. Because early on, those two series that you're talking about where it was sputtering a little bit. Oh, those boo birds were out yesterday.
I mean, you want to talk about an I told you so season for our guy Howie Roseman, the Saquon thing, the quarterback factory. That thing was churning yesterday.
I think he should win executive of the year.
There's zero question. I mean, who else could?
I guess Minnesota maybe with
Darnold.
Yeah, but like whatever. I mean, he's one of the top leaders for that. He needs to be. I mean, he had almost. The only thing he didn't hit was Bryce Huff, who, by the way, played like five plays and he got hurt again yesterday and then came rolling back in. Did you notice Bryce Huff make any plays? Because I must have missed it.
What are you talking about? You talking to me?
Well, just anyone. I mean, you're the one yesterday was calling for like four sacks in the game for Bryce Huff.
He called for four sacks yesterday.
I'm driving home yesterday. The first report we get from Devin on the sidelines is Bryce Huff heading back to the locker room. Oh, my God, this guy's kidding me.
No, let me tell you. He lined up right. And he lined up, and they had a shot where he lined up, and he was getting after the quarterback. Then you ain't seen no more the rest of the day. And I'm like, damn.
It's amazing how good the Eagles are with the highest expenditure they spent on anyone this offseason was Bryce Huff.
I still believe in him.
I know. Bless your heart.
At this point, I ain't got no choice.
Bless your little heart.
Let's go to Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, Gillio, what's the dealio here?
What's up,
Chuck?
Man?
Yo, hey, listen, man. What's going on, man? Like, what is really good with y'all? You know, hey, this is crazy talk to me.
What you mean?
You know, we don't.
What you mean? What you talking about?
This is very disappointing.
What I'm saying is this, man. NFL's a war of attrition. You know what I mean? Whoever's left standing is who's going to win that chip. We don't have a bye week, man. So we got to come in this thing as healthy as possible. You know what I'm saying? Without a risk. And another thing is this. This thing about to get real in a couple weeks, man. We got the Green Bay Packers coming in here. They're a 12-win team, man.
Might be the Commodores.
It don't matter who it is. They look legit. And we talking about a damn record that don't mean nothing, man. When nobody talks about this record unless we are close, somebody's close to breaking it. Or somebody get 1,800 yards, 2,000 yards like that. Saquon got 2,000 yards rushing. One of non-running backs to ever do that. That's good. That's good as plenty, man. We need to be focusing on this ring this year, man, because it's going to be the toughest road for us to get a championship. I'm tired of the Joel Embiid MVP campaign crap mindset we got. It's about a championship, man, a Super Bowl, something that a team, that's a real team's accomplishment, man. Like, come on, what are we doing here? Like, this is like, who cares about that record?
Soft.
Well, the players care, though.
Yeah, they care.
I mean, they care, but if Sirianni went in that locker room and said, listen, we ain't doing it. We can't do it, y'all. They'll understand. They understand. You know what I'm saying? It's bigger fish to fry, man. You know what I'm saying? Bill Carr Beckton was banged up yesterday. And suppose we lose him or Lane. He'll be trying to get this record, man. It's like, come on, man. Now we know we're going into the playoffs hurt, wounded animals. No, man. No, I'm cool. I want that Super Bowl, man. Last time I checked, we got one ring. One. You know what I'm saying? That record, nobody talks about that record. I mean,
what?
They bring up every 5 years.
Well, it comes up any time a running back's having a season close to this. I mean, Dickerson's all over the place.
And how often is that, Joe? How often is that?
Well, that's why it's rare. Yeah, it's rare.
I tell you, whenever we win a championship, you know what I'm saying? We're going to always be remembered for winning the Super Bowl. Nobody talks about Eric Dickerson until something like this happens. I understand where you guys are coming from. It's a nice movie type of, you know, ending.
But you could have, Chuck, you could have both. You could have both.
But, okay. And I could be rich too. You know what I'm saying? If I hit the lottery, I want to make sure my chances of winning the Super Bowl, you know, I want to make those chances possible. I want to make my chances, my odds of winning the Super Bowl more likely. And playing my starters in a meaningless game next week is not doing that. That's just irresponsible to put these guys out here at risk in a game that don't mean nothing. When you got the Green Bay Packers coming in on a Saturday, possibly, to play us at the link.
Well, the Saturday angle is interesting because that could impact how much they want to run Saquon if they do. And Chuck, we appreciate the phone call and have a happy new year because they could have to play on a short week. I just want to point this out because it's a math thing that I think we miss. You only get 7 inactives. There's only going to be 7 Eagles on Sunday that typically start that will be standing there without their pads on. Yeah. Only 7.
Yeah.
So, like,
people act like they're going to rest the whole squad.
Right. Like, so someone's got to play football on Sunday. They have a game. Well, if they could forfeit it and just go to next weekend and fast forward, they probably would. But they can't. They have to play a football game on Sunday. Someone's got to be in uniform. So, like, if you don't want to play the O-line and Saquon because you value them more, all right, do we not value Zach Bond? Do we not value, let's throw out Jalen Carter and Darius
Zach Lace? Probably going to play.
I don't know. I would sit Zach Bond.
Jalen's going to play.
Jalen
ain't been in the league that long.
Jalen Carter?
Yeah.
I would sit him.
Nah, he going to play.
Well,
he young.
You don't want to sit anybody?
No. Who's going to sit?
Yeah, who's going to sit?
Okay, next week. Okay, let me.
Slay?
Because I was looking at this.
Slay?
Slay. We talking about 7 people.
7 could be inactive.
It sounds like Lane wants to sit.
It does sound.
He'll be the only one on the O-line.
It sounds like AJ
okay,
does, too.
Lane will probably sit because he's OG. Jordan's playing. Jordan will love you, but they probably going to have your ass out there, dog.
He sounds like he wants to play.
Slay? Yeah. Sit Slay?
Slay's going to sit.
CJ, GJ's been banged up 2 weeks in a row. I would say CJ. I would sit CJ.
N'Kobe's not going to play.
Mm-hmm.
Sweaty's not going to play.
So what do you have to, like, 5 players now?
Yeah, that's 5.
We didn't even get to Hurts. Hurts might also be inactive, too.
Yeah,
that's 6.
That might be your quarterback. Blankenship ain't going to play. And CJ, GJ.
Blankenship?
No.
See that important?
see, don't do
I'm
that.
Being
don't
real.
Do that.
But you're sitting
the young cats, like the young cats playing. The young cats playing.
I want to sit the important players.
Okay.
I'm not trying to be
Wait
mean
a minute,
to Blankenship,
you know
but
what,
let's be real.
Then I messed this up. Because what about AJ? AJ and Schmitty ain't playing. See, this is tough. You ain't got enough people. Somebody got to play, dog. Somebody gonna have to play.
By the way, mm-hmm. don't ever compare this to Joel Embiid winning the MVP like Chuck did.
Yeah, well, I mean,
that's somebody buy, wins an MVP every single year in every sport. You don't get a chance to break a world record.
I could also make the case someone wins a championship every year.
Sure, right. That's exactly right. I think he almost made the point for us that you don't bring this up often because it's very rare that you even get close to it and then it even becomes a discussion. And then when it is, everyone wants to talk about it. It's interesting to fans. People want to see him go for this.
I just think we're so caught up in the idea of someone's going to get hurt.
No, that's a big deal.
It's cowardly. I just got to say.
That's so strong.
What are the odds someone's going to get hurt and miss the game next week? Like I see, like we do odds all the time, right? We talk about chances, percentages.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? 3%?
Yeah.
Especially
if he only plays like a half.
I know.
I mean, you take a chance with that every time you go out there and play.
Well, exactly. And then look, I think the Jalen thing is a little bit different because when you get a concussion, you're more susceptible to another one quickly. And I don't know if there's nothing to gain for me to put Jalen out there for a half to throw 5 passes and hand the ball off. Like Saquon has something to gain. The team wants him to gain it. I think the Jalen thing is a separate thing. I actually, if I had to guess, Jalen's not going to play Sunday. I don't think they're going to put him out there. Because I don't think there's anything to gain for Jalen. I think he could knock off that rust in practice and go play a game in the playoffs the week after. There's something to gain here, and players want to do this. I just don't know how Sirianni is going to look that team in the face and say, "Now we're sitting Saquon, we're sitting the O-line." I think it'd be a mistake. David in Doylestown. What's up, David?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on, man?
What's up, David?
Just living in the big blue world.
He's singing your song, Hugh.
Living in this big blue world. Oh, he hit me with the because you know it's funny because before you know we're gonna be in baseball season again.
Hey, we got a Super Bowl to get to. We got to get to New Orleans first. Hugh, take a deep breath. Yeah. Go ahead, David.
I got something to say. How about that K2G yesterday? Broken rib, embodies that
K2G
spirit. Came out there and did it, baby.
K2G
got that win. Let Saquon K2G run for that record. Let's do it, man. I'm enough with this. I don't want my team going into the playoffs suntan with a belly full of home-cooked food. I want them to be black-eyed and bruised and angry.
There we go. Black-eyed, bruised, and angry. Who needs rest, Hugh? Put them out there.
I'm still stuck on K2G. Where did that come from?
What does that mean?
Oh, I got K2G. Kenny Two Glove.
Kenny Two Glove.
Oh. Yeah, you gave him a nickname.
I'm in.
You like that?
It sounds better than Kenny Two Gloves. Almost sounds like an insult.
Yeah.
So K2G puts a little bit of
it. It's meant to be an insult.
Well, I know, but like he's our guy right now.
You're insulting Kenny.
Did you see the way he played?
He knows he's going to get traded.
I don't like his haircut.
He showed his whole ass yesterday.
He did show his ass yesterday, though. That's good. Look at Joe. He picked up.
I got it. Figured it out. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, I got one for Hugh before I go.
Go ahead. What do you got?
Hugh,
yes.
Apparently you can handle the balls with your hands. You can eat one of them bacon rack hot dogs without a fork. Come on, man. I have faith in you. You can do it.
You could do it, Hugh.
All right.
I see what you did there. That's not funny. Hey, listen. You can't get naming K2G a deer like insult the host. That's not you can't do that.
Well, he did it. I mean, he did it. This segment
was a pretty good insult.
This segment sponsored by McGurk's Pub and Grill. McGurk's Roarsford location is now open, and another one is coming soon to Langhorne. If you're looking for a great spot to watch the game, make it McGurk's. All right, so we got a lot to do here in the final hour of the show today, and our final hour of 2024. Here's what we got coming up here. We will dive into the playoff machine. The possibilities, there's only now two. The Eagles are locked into the two seed, and there's only two possibilities of who's going to end up as the seventh seed here in the NFC. We'll go through what has to happen for it to either be the Commanders or the Packers coming up here, and we'll get to some funny Cowboys audio next. You're going to have to hear this.
I've eaten a lot of raccoons.
Yeah, there's nothing funnier than the Cowboys losing and all the hilarity that ensues when they do. That's coming up. 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles let Saquon play for the record? Yes, go for it. We'll discuss it on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Brown touchdown. Kenny Pickett's first touchdown pass as an Eagle.
How about Kenny yesterday? And Tanner, welcome
Kenny
back.
Kenny, two gloves.
Hugh Douglas, Joe Zilli, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to all your calls on Saquon. Should the Eagles let him go for the record? We are aligned as a show movement today. Run, Saquon, run for the all-time rushing record this coming Sunday against the Giants. But, Hugh, early in that game yesterday, it was like a bunch of different stories eventually played out, right? They win the division. That's the big story.
Mm-hmm.
Second one is
T-shirt and hats.
They got Saquon over 2,000. He's in range now to go for the record this coming weekend. The other story early was, it's kind of a slow start, right? Things aren't moving. They went three and out. The defense, although CJ Gigi had to pick six, they got the ball moved on them for two straight drives.
The offense was sputtering, though.
They were. I mean, they had a three and out both possessions. But then that second quarter started, and Kenny Pickett got going. I was surprised, and I was really impressed with how well he played, especially, Hugh, when you factor in, according to Mike Florio, and I think Darius Slay kind of let the cat out of the bag a little bit, he was playing with a broken rib. I mean, like, Kenny Pickett was in pain. He got hit hard a couple times. I thought he played really well for the, two-plus quarters he was in there. I liked the way Pickett played.
Yeah, man. You talk about, like, I've never had a broken rib, but I remember when Five had a rib bruise or something, he had a crack. And I asked him, and he was like, man, it's like every time you breathe, it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because, you know, your lungs expanding and whatnot, it hurts. And I can't imagine, you know, what it's like trying to throw a football and then at the same time protect yourself. So, yeah, a lot going on.
You could tell it meant a lot to him when he had the tush-push touchdown, Kenny, and scored there. Look, grew up an Eagles fan. He had family there, beating the Cowboys for the division.
Yeah, didn't have to do a tush-push with a broken rib. That's crazy.
It's kind of weird that he made that call when you think about it. Let's hear Darius Slay. Listen to what he said after the game about Kenny Pickett and the toughness he showed yesterday.
People always forget that Kenny was a starting quarterback in this league and won a lot of games over there in Pittsburgh before. So, we expect him to do great things, and he did that tonight and let y'all know that he's still here. And, some great throws by Kenny, man, big time. And then he had broken ribs a little bit. It's even better. You know what I'm saying? To see him out there just competing like that. Last person I seen do stuff like that was, like, Stafford. You know, Stafford played a real bad injuries and was still making hell of a plays. And to see him come out there and do that, man, shows his hot fears and how much he cares about his team to put us in a great position to win. So we appreciate him.
That's a pretty big cop comparing to the toughness of Matthew Stafford.
Well, he had the toughness. I mean, yeah. I can see that. Give me two gloves.
Well, he played well. And you know what? It should give us confidence that if Jalen has a moment where he goes out or has to go to the medical tent, I think for two games here, Kenny Pickett has done a nice job in a reserve role. And how about Tanner McKee, Hugh? He came in before he threw four passes, two touchdowns.
Yeah, he looked like he was easy money. It's hard to come in a game and have that kind of success early. But it's a little bit easy when you got the receivers that you got the playmakers that you have on this squad.
Mm. Well, that does help. I mean, look, it's yesterday was a testament to their roster. I mean, I said earlier, and everyone,
solid roster.
I mean, it's the best roster in the league. Everyone got all mad at me, you know, about a month ago when I said they could have won like three or four games this year with a backup. Well, they had another one.
Well, you know.
I mean, they just did.
I mean,
they just won by 3-4.
You know what's funny? I didn't know that you was gonna go here today because I was thinking when Kenny Two Gloves was struggling. I was thinking to myself, well, that Joe's not going to be able to use that argument anymore. It didn't dawn on me that after he got it together that you would come back
of
to
course.
That.
Of course. They could have won four or five games this year. That's how good the roster is. People take it as a slight on Jalen. The reality is they're so good that I think they could have won four games this year without their starter. They won by 34 points yesterday.
Oh, you're doing your updated Kenny would have won rankings?
Yeah. No, listen, so I think
the
was,
Cleveland game,
you're talking
Giant
about
game.
Petty. I
just, it's just
from.
An update. Cleveland game, Giant game,
coach.
Baltimore game, where the defense was amazing, Carolina game, and now Dallas game.
I can't believe he waited to 12:33.
Well, we had bigger fish to fry with
Saquon. In the Baltimore one, I'm a little bit.
No, that's what I'm
the
saying.
Defense
really?
Was
I know,
dumb.
But Baltimore has a pretty good defense, and with our back, I just don't know. That one, I don't think I'm going to get it.
Jalen completed 11 passes that day. Come on now.
We was turning corners. You come back to this.
They won by 34 yesterday with a second and third stringer. Here's the good news. They're in good hands. They're in good hands with these backup quarterbacks if they need them. Are they not?
I can't believe you did that today.
What?
I'm not the only one thinking it.
It's the only day we're on this week. No, what else is he going to do it?
But no. Okay, since that's the case, I'm not going to do it right now, but there's some stuff I want to roll out there.
Go ahead.
Oh, you better be careful.
Go ahead. We got it.
So what about the Zach Ertz thing with Coach Sirianni? What about that?
Floor is yours.
Since we, listen, Now, I got some, oh, so you're going to let me cook on this one. Okay. Mm-hmm. No, because I heard about this, right? And initially when I heard about it, I was like, wait a minute, what? What? Because the story is that after the game, that Coach Sirianni.
The Commanders game last night.
The Commodores game. After the game, the Commodores game. That Coach Sirianni went up to Zach Ertz and said something to the effect. Now, this is secondhand now. Said something, that's why you ain't do nothing in the game. You didn't help your team win or something like that. I didn't believe it. I did not believe it because it didn't sound right. It didn't sound like it was something that Coach – well, let me pull this back a little bit. Let me pull it back just a little bit. It sounded like something Coach Sirianni would do, but I was like – but my thought was, why would he do that? And I had to get more information before I decided to say something about this. And then when I got the information, I just could not believe it. From what I heard, I wasn't there, and I think it's fair to say that. From what I heard, it was unsolicited. It was kind of like you just rolled up on him and said, that's why you ain't do nothing. You know, so much so that Coach Sirianni did had to call him and apologize. And I'm like, why? Why, Coach Sirianni? That's the question I'm asking. Why would you do that? What propelled you or compelled you, propelled and compelled, for you to do that? What was the purpose?
Well, not just to any – it's not just to a current player.
Like a significant Eagles Hall of Famer.
And he played for him here.
Yes. Why would you do that?
Also, you just lost.
Yeah.
Like Tony – like I
– did Zach – like – so now I'm trying to figure it out. Did Zach say something to trigger you?
But even so, you're a head coach. Like, would Andy ever do that?
But my thing is this. What could Zach Ertz – what did Zach Ertz say to you that triggered you to that point?
I have no idea. I mean, the story came out last week in Dribs and Drabs, and then Sirianni it came out that Sirianni called him to apologize.
So that's the thing, though, Joe. That's what got me. Why are you apologizing?
Well, because you did something wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why you apologized.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But probably so, embarrassed so by it. That to me says that you instigated it, in my opinion. Does that? That's what it kind of sounds
like.
I
agree with you. You know what this all,
that surprised you?
You know what this all sets up? this story could go away unless it's the Commanders here in the first round. Then this thing's going to get drug up again.
Yeah, I'm
going to talk about it.
Making my business to talk about if that's the case.
This became a petty segment.
No, it was because I'm thinking to myself, why would you do that? Why would you do that?
Well, Sirianni's lucky that we didn't have shows last week because this would have been a whole day.
Yes. Yeah. Just real quick, while we're in the business of tying up loose ends, since we're going to be off the rest of the week.
Okay.
What?
We are.
I don't think
you guys know where I'm going with this.
No, we don't. I mean, we all have business to take care of this segment.
There was a moment that happened on the Eagles pregame show that I heard
what?
From Hugh.
What'd I do?
And it got a little PG-13 or rated R.
What'd I do?
Put them hand in the balls.
Hey. Countdown to kickoff, everybody.
Hey.
That's on you. That's on you.
I forgot about that one. No, because when I said, you know, we get a little, especially with Ike, it goes a little, not sideways, but it's different. And it's like, you know, you got to say pause a lot. So it was a lot of conversation going on and, you know, people talking about certain things. And okay, I got a little childish.
It was a clear slip up, but I don't know where your mind was at.
You gotta relax, man. You give Hugh 4 or 5 days off, he comes back, his mind's in the gutter.
But it was just childish, and I started laughing. Hey, we ain't letting nobody. We only got 4 hours a day, but damn, we're gonna cram a lot into these 4 hours.
Oh, we are.
I mean, you can slip up. It's the fact that you acknowledged it and started laughing.
I was like, man, the balls. Because I forgot what we were talking about in that moment, but it was a couple other things that came up.
I think you were trying to say put the ball in the hands of your playmaker.
You know what it is? Since we're having full disclosure,
uh-oh.
It's
uh-oh.
Like when they talk about putting 8 men in the box, and I look at Joe and I'm like, 8 men in the box is crazy.
Oh, yeah.
you did that to Ike yesterday.
I was like, 8 men in the box is crazy.
You load the box?
Yeah. When it's like, it's a loaded box. And I'm like, hey, loaded box.
I'm sorry. That's a new drop, everybody.
Hey, listen,
for all the
people that arrive with your kids, I'm sorry.
I know, the kids are off.
It was just a tough two words to mix up the plural on.
I am so sorry.
Ball in the hands is much different than hand on the balls.
I know y'all riding, y'all like, what the hell? I'm sorry. I am sorry. I know y'all going to take gifts back that they didn't want to. I'm sorry.
A big apology segment. Apologize to you, to everyone. For what you did.
So this would be this is my second apology that I've had. I'm sorry for, you know, making this conversation with your kids awkward right now, because they're probably asking all kind of questions.
Here's something we're not going to apologize for. How about this poll Kyle put up? Who should be the Eagles' backup quarterback in the playoffs?
Oh, geez.
Pickett, McKee, or Hurts?
Wait a minute. Hold up.
Wait a minute. People always get angry if I don't put every option in
you
there.
You got to put all the options.
I had to put every option in there.
He's got 9% of the vote.
Who the backup?
Well, Pickett's the backup.
I'm saying who in the order of in for the sake poll? Of the poll.
The people have voted Pickett.
I put Hurts last.
39% put McKee through four passes, guys.
Two of them were touchdowns, Joe.
Geez.
You see his passer rating?
Did you see that throw that Pickett had before he got hurt?
Oh, that back shoulder ball to AJ was a beaut by Tanner.
The best text that I get are the ones. Rhea, shout out, because yesterday was Rhea's birthday,
happy
by the way.
Birthday,
happy
Rhea.
Belated birthday.
That's
birthday,
a big
Rhea.
One. The Cowboys win, division title.
Oh, my goodness. But Rhea, like, you know, because we were the boss was there, so I'm talking to the boss. So I actually missed her text earlier. Mm-hmm. So when I got her text, she was like, well, damn it, if we're going to, you know, and she used some colorful language.
Of course.
And she was like, if we're just going to run the ball, let's let McKee get in there and do the thing. So, yeah, she had a ball yesterday. I'm glad it finally worked out for, you know, Kenny Two Gloves. Because early on, those two series that you're talking about where it was sputtering a little bit. Oh, those Boo Birds were out yesterday.
I mean, you want to talk about an I told you so season for our guy Howie Roseman, the Saquon thing, the quarterback factory. That thing was churning yesterday.
I mean, I think he should win Executive of the Year.
There's zero question. I mean, who else could?
I guess Minnesota maybe would
have Darnold.
Yeah, but like whatever. I mean, he's one of the top leaders for that. He needs to be. I mean, he had almost. The only thing he didn't hit was Bryce Huff, who, by the way, played like five plays and he got hurt again yesterday and then came rolling back in. Did you notice Bryce Huff make any plays? Because I must have missed it.
What are you talking about? You talking to me?
Well, just anyone. I mean, you're the one yesterday was calling for like four sacks in the game for Bryce Huff.
He called for four sacks yesterday.
I'm driving home yesterday. The first report we get from Devin on the sidelines is Bryce Huff heading back to the locker room. Oh, my God, this guy's kidding me.
No, let me tell you. He lined up right, and he lined up, and they had a shot where he lined up, and he was getting after the quarterback. Then you ain't seen no more the rest of the day. And I'm like, damn.
It's amazing how good the Eagles are with the highest expenditure they spent on anyone this offseason. It was Bryce Huff.
I still believe in him.
I know. Bless your heart.
At this point, I ain't got no choice.
Bless your little heart.
Let's go to Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, Gillio, what's the dealio here?
What's up,
Chuck?
Man?
Yo, hey, listen, man. What's going on, man? Like, what is really good with y'all? You know, hey, this is crazy. Talk to me.
What you mean?
You know, we don't.
What you mean? What you talking about?
This is very disappointing.
What I'm saying is this, man. The NFL's a war of attrition. You know what I mean? Whoever's left standing is who's going to win that chip. We don't have a bye week, man. So we got to come in this thing as healthy as possible. You know what I'm saying? Without a risk. And another thing is this. Focusing on, with this thing about to get real in a couple weeks, man. We got the Green Bay Packers coming in here. It's a 12-win team, man.
Might be the Commodores.
It don't matter who it is. They look legit. And we talking about a damn record that don't mean nothing, man. When nobody talks about this record unless we are close, somebody's close to breaking it. Or somebody get 1,800 yards, 2,000 yards like that. Saquon got 2,000 yards rushing. One of non-running backs to ever do that. That's good as plenty, man. We need to be focusing on this ring this year, man, because it's going to be the toughest road for us to get a championship. I'm tired of this Joel Embiid MVP campaign crap mindset we got. It's about a championship, man, a Super Bowl, something that a team, that's a real team's accomplishment, man. Like, come on, what are we doing here? Like, this is like, who cares about that record?
Soft.
Well, the players care, though.
Yeah, they care.
I mean, they care, but if Sirianni with that locker room and said, listen, we ain't doing it. We can't do it, y'all. They'll understand. They understand. You know what I'm saying? It's bigger fish to fry, man. You know what I'm saying? Bill Carr Beckton was banged up yesterday. And suppose we lose him or Lane.
He'll be trying to get
this record, man. It's like, come on, man. Now we know we're going into the playoffs hurt, wounded animals. No, man. No, I'm cool. I want that Super Bowl, man. Last time I checked, we got one ring. One. You know what I'm saying? That record, nobody talks about that record. I mean, they bring up every 5 years.
Well, it comes up anytime a running back's having a season close to this. I mean, Dickerson's all over the place.
And how often is that, Joe? How often is that?
Well, that's why it's rare. Yeah, it's rare.
I tell you, whenever we win a championship, you know what I'm saying? We're going to always be remembered for winning the Super Bowl. Nobody talks about Eric Dickerson until something like this happens. I understand where you guys coming from. It's a nice movie type of, you know, ending.
But you could have, Chuck, you could have both. You could have both.
But okay. And I could be rich too. You know what I'm saying? If I hit the lottery, I want to make sure my chances of winning the Super Bowl, you know, I want to make those chances possible. I want to make my chances, my odds of winning the Super Bowl more likely. And playing my starters in a meaningless game next week is not doing that. That's just irresponsible to put these guys out here at risk in a game that don't mean nothing. When you got the Green Bay Packers coming in on a Saturday, possibly, to play us at the link.
Well, the Saturday angle is interesting because that could impact how much they want to run Saquon if they do. And Chuck, we appreciate the phone call and have a happy new year because they could have to play in a short week. I just want to point this out because it's a math thing that I think we miss. You only get 7 inactives. There's only going to be 7 Eagles on Sunday that typically start that will be standing there without their pads on.
Yeah.
Only 7.
Yeah.
So, like...
People act like they're going to rest the whole squad.
Right, like, so someone's got to play football on Sunday. They have a game. If they could forfeit it and just go to next weekend and fast forward, they probably would. But they can't. They have to play a football game on Sunday. Someone's got to be in uniform. So, like, if you don't want to play the O-line and Saquon because you value them more, all right, do we not value Zach Bond? Do we not value, let's throw out Jalen Carter and Darius
Slayton? Zach probably going to play.
I don't know. I would sit Zach Bond.
Jalen's going to play.
Jalen
ain't been in the league that long.
Jalen Carter?
Yeah.
I would sit him.
Nah, he going to play.
Well,
he young.
You don't want to sit anybody?
No, who's going to sit?
Yeah, who's going to sit?
Okay, next week. Okay, let me.
Slay?
Because I was looking at this.
Slay?
Slay. We talking about 7 people.
7 could be inactive.
It sounds like Lane wants to sit.
It does sound.
He'll be the only one on the O-line.
It sounds like AJ
okay,
does too.
Lane will probably sit because he's OG. Jordan's playing. Jordan will love you, but they probably going to have your ass out there, dog.
He sounds like he wants to play.
Slay? Yeah. Sit Slay?
Slay's going to sit.
CJ, GJ's been banged up 2 weeks in a row. I would say CJ. I would sit CJ.
N'Kobe's not going to play.
Mm-hmm.
Sweaty's not going to play.
So what are you up to, like 5 players now?
Yeah, that's 5.
We didn't even get to Hurts. Hurts might also be inactive, too.
Yeah,
that's 6.
That might be your quarterback. Blankenship ain't going to play. And CJ, GJ.
Blankenship?
No.
See that important?
see, don't do
I'm
that.
Being
don't
real.
Do that.
But you're sitting
the young cats, like the young cats playing.
I want to sit the important players.
Okay.
I'm not trying to be
Wait a
mean
minute,
to Blankenship,
you know
but
what,
let's be real.
Then I messed this up. Because what about AJ? AJ and Schmitty ain't playing. See, this is tough. You ain't got enough people. Somebody got to play, dog. Somebody gonna have to play.
By the way, mm-hmm. don't ever compare this to Joel Embiid winning the MVP like Chuck did.
Yeah, well, I mean,
somebody wins an MVP every single year in every sport. You don't get a chance to break a world record.
I could also make the case someone wins a championship every year.
Sure, right. That's exactly right. I think he almost made the point for us that you don't bring this up often because it's very rare that you even get close to it and then it even becomes a discussion. And then when it is, everyone wants to talk about it. It's interesting to fans. People want to see him go for this.
I just think we're so caught up in the idea of someone's going to get hurt.
No, that's a big
deal. It's cowardly. I just got to say.
That's so strong.
What are the odds someone's going to get hurt and miss the game next week? Like I see, like we do odds for all the time, right? We talk about chances, percentages.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? 3%?
Yeah.
Especially
if he only plays like a half.
I know.
I mean, you take a chance with that every time you go out there and play.
Well, exactly. And then look, I think the Jalen thing is a little bit different because when you get a concussion, you're more susceptible to another one quickly. And I don't know if there's nothing to gain for me to put Jalen out there for a half to throw 5 passes and hand the ball off. Like Saquon has something to gain. The team wants him to gain it. I think the Jalen thing is a separate thing. I actually, if I had to guess, Jalen's not going to play Sunday. I don't think they're going to put him out there. Because I don't think there's anything to gain for Jalen. I think he could knock off that rust in practice and go play a game in the playoffs the week after. There's something to gain here, and players want to do this. I just don't know how Sirianni's going to look that team in the face and say, "Now we're sitting Saquon. We're sitting the O-line." I think it'd be a mistake. David in Doylestown. What's up, David?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on, man?
What's up, David?
Just living in the big blue world.
He's singing your song, Hugh.
Living in this big blue world. Oh, he hit me with the because you know it's funny because before you know we're gonna be in baseball season again.
Yeah, we got a Super Bowl to get to. We got to get to New Orleans first. Hugh, take a deep breath. Yeah. Go ahead, David.
I got something to say. How about that K2G yesterday? Broken rib embodies that
K2G
spirit. Came out there and did it, baby.
K2G
got that win. Let Saquon K2G. Run for that record. Let's do it, man. Enough with this. I don't want my team going into the playoffs suntan with a belly full of home-cooked food. I want them to be black-eyed and bruised and angry.
There we go. Black-eyed, bruised, and angry. Who needs rest, Hugh? Put them out there.
I'm still stuck on K2G. Where did that come from?
What does that mean?
Oh, I got K2G. Kenny Two Gloves.
Kenny Two Gloves.
Oh. Yeah, you gave him a nickname.
I'm in.
You like that?
It sounds better than Kenny Two Gloves. Almost sounds like an insult.
Yeah.
So K2G puts a little bit of
it. It's meant to be an insult.
Well, I know, but like he's our guy right now.
You're insulting Kenny.
Did you see the way he played?
He knows he's going to get traded.
I don't like his haircut.
He showed his whole ass yesterday.
He did show his ass yesterday, though. That's good. Look at Joe. He picked up.
I got it. Figured it out. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, I got one for Hugh before I go.
Go ahead. What do you got?
Hugh,
yes.
Apparently you can handle the balls with your hands. You can eat one of them bacon rack hot dogs without a fork. Come on, man. I have faith in you. You can do it.
You could do it, Hugh.
All right.
I see what you did there. That's not funny. Hey, listen. You can't get name him K2G and then like insult the host. That's not you can't do that.
Well, he did it. I mean, he did it. This segment
that was a pretty good insult.
This segment sponsored by McGurk's Pub and Grill. McGurk's Roarsford's location is now open, and another one is coming soon to Langhorne. If you're looking for a great spot to watch the game, make it McGurk's. All right, so we got a lot to do here in the final hour of the show today, and our final hour of 2024. Here's what we got coming up here. We will dive into the playoff machine. The possibilities, there's only now two. The Eagles are locked into the 2 seed, and there's only two possibilities of who's going to end up as the 7 seed here in the NFC. We'll go through what has to happen for it to either be the Commanders or the Packers coming up here, and we'll get to some funny Cowboys audio next. You're going to have to hear this.
I've eaten a lot of raccoons.
Yeah, there's nothing funnier than the Cowboys losing and all the hilarity that ensues when they do. That's coming up. 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles let Saquon play for the record? Yes, go for it. We'll discuss it on Sports Radio 94 WIP.